together since, and so we're excited that they're finally back on the same turf inside the same stadium, and this should be a wild defensive ride for you this evening on AM 1400 KJFF. It's the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. Windsor 0-1 entering this contest. Sekman 1-0. Sekman, a 27-13 victory over Washington last week. Bryce McKinnon, the star of the defense with three interceptions, including one return for a touchdown. And for the Windsor Owls, they fell to St. Pius last week, 42-14. But J.D. Elders had a couple of good plays defensively for the Owls. So should be a fun battle of the trenches tonight. Austin, your quick thoughts before we head into coach interviews on this matchup here tonight.
Yeah, you said it right there. The trenches are going to be huge. Windsor's got to put some pressure on that Sekman offense, and the DBs are going to be huge as well with five interceptions between the two teams last week.
All right. I asked for quick thoughts in the game, Timmy. So good job by Austin Bearden, who is with us for the second week in a row, and we certainly appreciate him joining us here on the KJF broadcast. We'll go ahead and continue the Fleeks Equipment pregame show next with Alex DeMatteis, the second-year head coach of the Windsor Owls, when we come back here in 2 minutes on KJF.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleeks Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleeks locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleeks Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleeks Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleeks.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleeks Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleeks locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleeks Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleeks Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleeks.com.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ledington exit.
We interrupt regular programming.
Matt Greenwell back with the Fleeks Equipment pregame show, joined by Alex DeMatteis, second-year head coach of the Windsor Owls. It's the Battle of Imperial tonight. And Coach, these two teams have not played since 2009, so obviously nothing really plays into going into this game here this evening. So we'll leave it at the fact that they're 1-0, you guys are 0-1. Your defense looks good, their defense looks good. Should be a fun battle tonight.
Absolutely. It's going to probably be ground and pound all night long, both teams running triple option, and just kind of looking to see which defense causes the other offense to make a mistake. I think that's going to be the difference in the game.
Derek Williams, I think, is obviously a big key for you running the offense as a QB. It's really key that he hangs onto the football tonight and gets off to, you know, continues to improve. Practice this week for him, what'd you like about what he's been able to do?
Practice was great. You know, the good thing about having a sophomore quarterback is they can grow up in a hurry. You know, we kind of sat him down, we talked through some of the mistakes he made last week, and you know, Derek's a great kid. He was open and receptive to our feedback. He knows what he has to do tonight to be successful, and I'm looking forward to it.
And Sekman has a couple of defensive playmakers as well, Bryce McKinnon, Colton Critchlow. How do you avoid running into those guys, or do you not avoid them?
Don't avoid them. You either run at them or option them. That's what we do.
All right, Coach DeMatteis, best of luck.
Thank you. Go Owls.
That's Coach Alex DeMatteis of the Windsor Owls, as you may have guessed, joining us here on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We
are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Matt Green, we're back with more Fleas Equipment pregame coverage of Sekman and Windsor, Battle of Imperial tonight. I've got a defensive coordinator, Jeff Taylor of the Sekman Jaguars, and almost perfect that we get to talk to you, Coach, because what a great defensive game you guys had last week against Washington, holding them to 13 points. A couple of playmakers in game one for you, Bryce McKinnon and Colton Critchlow. Talk about their performance and what you kind of need from them tonight.
Colton really jumped out at me over the summer when I saw him for the first time, and he's a very athletic kid, and he's improved tremendously since the start of camp. And he's just taking great angles to balls right now, and he's really trusting his eyes. So, yeah, he had a great game. Colton Critchlow, for a sophomore playing in his first varsity game, had a tremendous game on both sides of the ball. You know, we were a little bit concerned he may be a little bit wide-eyed going into his first varsity game, but he had a heck of a game. So, yeah, I know Windsor's going to be tough to stop. Just watching them on film last week against Pius, they did a lot of good things, and that quarterback is quite an athlete.
You guys run some very similar offenses. How do you think that helps you defensively?
Well, it helps us because we have to practice against ourselves all summer, and we have to stop the option. And so we're pretty solid in you know, stopping the option because it's what we've been doing since the beginning of camp. So, I mean, you can run option out of a tons of different formations. It always comes down to the same thing. Somebody's got dive, quarterback, and pitch man. So hopefully we can do that tonight.
Coach Taylor, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That is defensive coordinator Jeff Taylor of the Sekman Jaguars joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We'll have kickoff next.
Hi, I work for you. Well, sometimes I actually work against you. I'm the impression you give customers when they open one of your packages. And if they aren't professionally packed, the impression I give is one of indifference. But when packed by the packing experts at the UPS store with their pack and ship guarantee, you look like a real go-getter. Want your business to look sharp? No problem. Come see us at the UPS store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Welcome back to it, Windsor Stadium. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Austin Bearden, less than 4 minutes away from kickoff as the Sekhmet Jaguars 1-0 are taking on the Windsor Owls 0-1. A four-year rivalry that lasts between 06 and 09. These teams have not played each other since. And so maybe this is the first of many down the line. It's the Battle of Imperial, bragging rights for possibly just 1 year. Maybe it could be for several years. We just don't know at this point. But we are certainly happy to have you alongside us this evening. A very comfortable evening. A little bit warm out there for the fans, but here in the press box, all nice and cool. And Austin loving the AC, me as well. But let's go ahead and, as the captains make their way onto the field, we get ready for this coin toss here. Coin toss brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. The men in stripes are instructing the Windsor Owls and the Sekhmet Jaguars, their captains, the Owls in their UPS brown tops and bottoms as well with white bold numbers on the back of the jersey. And the Sekhmet Jaguars wearing their white tops with blue undershirts, blue pants, and their helmets with a yellow streak along the sides, blue on the top. As for the Windsor Owls, they have a white on the sides and a brown stripe, owl wings actually on the left and right side of their helmet. So very fancy looking kids there at midfield and along the sidelines. Derek Williams, quarterback for the Owls, warming up along the near sideline. We're situated on the home side of the stadium across the way. Beyond the big W in the middle of the football field are quite a few Jaguars fans in their blue colors. Some have gray, some have white, some with a mixture of all three. Coach DeMatteis walking back with three honorary captains, a couple of little ones that are heading back towards the Windsor sideline as the official has flipped up the coin. He's caught it, and he's flipped it over, and now he's looking to the schools, the captains, to see what they're going to choose. Windsor won the toss. They defer to the second half. The umpire now looking back at Windsor to see what end of the field they'd like to defend. They're going to defend the south end zone to our right. Sekhmet will go ahead and receive it on the north side where the sun is at their backs and off to the side a little bit. So, again, happy to have you with you. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Austin Bearden. Let's get to our weather check brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live.
Yeah, right now 85 degrees at Imperial, 7:31 p.m. sunset, 0% chance of rain, 71% humidity. Looking at some southeast winds at 5 miles an hour, and it feels like 93 degrees out here with that humidity.
Yeah, I was going to say it is quite humid out on the field, which is why I'm glad we are up in this press box, all nice and air-conditioned. Sekhmet Jaguars taking the field. Windsor huddling up along the sideline, getting a head count from one of their assistant coaches before they take the field. It'll be Windsor kicking from right to left, and Sekhmet in this first quarter will be operating from left to right. That concludes the Fliggs Equipment pregame show. The officials break their huddle at midfield as they get ready to witness this kickoff for the Windsor Owls. It will be Derek Williams out there, and a pretty special story last week in the Windsor loss against St. Pius, trying to look for some positivity. And the Owls, Coach DeMatteis, brought on Kerry Vagley, who's a five-sport athlete officially now, that she kicked an extra point last week on the second touchdown Windsor scored against St. Pius. So that's a pretty cool story, and we'll see if maybe she gets a chance to kick an extra point here tonight as well. She's easy to spot, really. She's one of the smaller players on the field. But here we go. Ball placed on the far hash. Derek Williams with his hand up, ready for the kickoff. Again, Windsor kicking from right to left. Williams waiting for the official whistle as the clock has now hit 7. There goes the whistle. The fans are cheering as Williams marches up to the ball, and he'll kick a line drive deep that Dylan Hawk will be driven back to and makes the catch in the end zone. And they're going to call that a touchback. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Jaguars, going left to right at the 20-yard line. They'll begin. Sekman's offense on the front five is left tackle Jake Seidel, left guard Colton Critchlow, center Jeremy Vickers, right guard Logan Smith, right tackle Joe Coleman. The quarterback is Seth Lounsbury. Fullback is Drew Campbell. Sekman known for their split back veer, but instead they're going to spread it out here first. Four wide, two on either side. It's Campbell in the backfield, Lounsbury taking the snap, handing it off, and there's Campbell straight up the middle inside the near hash up to the 30-yard line for a nice gain of 5 to set up a 2nd and 5 coming up. So Johnny Fasanello on the tackle there.
Looks like they expanded that 5 yards, made it 10, first down.
Oh, you know what? I'm used to the NFL rules of the 25 being where they mark it. So, no, it was a 10-yard gain and a first down. All right, same formation. Here's Lounsbury with pressure on his blind side. Spins out of that tackle, breaks an ankle tackle across the 35 and then upended, landing shoulder first on the 39 as Nate Browning comes up pumped up after making the tackle there. And that's a pickup of 9 for Lounsbury.
It's a great job by Windsor's defensive line to get in there, but they got to make that tackle. Two guys there, got to wrap them up.
Could have been a tackle for a loss, the first one of the night for the Owls. Instead, Lounsbury, with his slickness, if you will, able to escape that and pick up 9. Ball placed on the near hash. Sekman going left to right. It's at the 39-yard line. Again, they go with a spread formation. 2 slots off the line. The handoff out of the gun. Lounsbury goes to Dylan Hawk, it appears. No, that is Drew Campbell. And Campbell has the first down up to the Sekman 46.
That's 3 high snaps so far, so we got to watch that center and see if that's going to be an issue later on in this game.
All first downs brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Second first down of the night of this first drive for the Jaguars. Lounsbury again in the gun, and the squat takes a handoff on the sweep. There goes Blake Fritz. He has a crease across midfield, 45-40. Breaks a tackle, 35, will be dragged out of bounds at the 32-yard line, but there is some yellow laundry, a flag there around the 40-39 of the Owls. Could be an illegal man downfield or a hold. We'll wait and see.
Well, if it does hold up, it's going to improve Fritz's 2 attempts with 0 yards thus far on the season.
Yeah, there you go. But it will be coming back, a holding call against the Jaguars. Would have been a gain of 25, if the holding had not occurred. Instead, it will be the yardage will be marched back from the spot of the foul. So instead of 10 from the scrimmage, it'll be 10 from the spot, and the ball's placed at midfield. So there, the flag and the hold went down at the 40-yard line. So the Jaguars have it 2nd down and about 6, right at midfield, far hash. Out of the gun again, Lounsbury with a handoff to Campbell, who turns his back into the defender and stumbles forward to the 41 of the Owls. A gain of 9 and their 3rd first down of this drive.
If Sekman continue to march downfield like this without any kind of resistance, they're going to have a fun night.
So, unfortunately for Blake Fritz, no official rush yet, but he does line up in the slot near side. 3 on the near side for the Jaguars. Again, out of the gun is Lounsbury. However, Campbell has his hand in the turf. Looks like Sekman got away with a false start. Here's a wide receiver screen to the Windsor sideline, and wrapped up by the ankles is Blake Fritz. And he'll just get past the line of scrimmage for maybe a yard to set up a 2nd down and 9.
Second and long situation here. Got to make it third and long. Don't give them any more than two.
I don't know about you, Austin, but I couldn't quite tell if that was a backwards pass or not. We'll go ahead and mark it down as a completion for Lounsbury. So 1 for 1 on the night for 1 yard. Although it looks like they placed the down marker right back where the chains are. So maybe second down and 10. Who knows? Here's Dylan Hawk on the sweep from the near side to the far side across the 35. 30, breaks two tackles up the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, crosses the goal line. And the Jaguars get a 41-yard touchdown run from Dylan Hawk at 6-0 Jags.
Blake Fritz made that block, and that was the lone block he needed to get downfield.
So Dylan Hawk, who had one catch last week for 52 yards on his first official carry, is able to get 41 on the ground. And looks like Seckman will line up to go for two, but they just split up the line into three sections, and now they'll bring him back for the extra point try. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. They are all good, as able to convert that extra point are the Jaguars. Let's go ahead and step aside for a minute. It's 7-0 Jags over Windsor with 9:11 to play in this first quarter on KJF.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, I understand there's a big factory authorized clearance sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also rolling, making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmans, all the K&Ms, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of the year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go. My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Matt Greenwood, Austin Bearden back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Thank you for spending your Friday evening with us. It is week two of the high school football season, and with 2 minutes and 49 seconds off the clock, the Jaguars jump out in front 7-0. All right, Seckman's number 91, Sam Satley, will line up to kick it off. Ball placed on the near hash, going from left to right, the Jaguars. Satley gets a good boot into that one. It'll be received at the 19-yard line. Chris Butts coming up the sideline, about 5 or 6 yards gained there before he is wrestled out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So Windsor first down and 10 from their own 32, marching right to left in this first quarter. QB Derek Williams, his second ever varsity start. Fumbled the ball twice in week one, looking to make up for that here in week two. And Coach DeMatteis has all the confidence in the world in Derek Williams. And so why shouldn't we, right?
Yeah, I agree 100%. He looked pretty good last week. Just needs to hold the football in his hands. He'll be all right.
Here's a true split back veer set for the Owls. Two guys in the backfield. Under center is Williams. And already we have ourselves a false start, or possibly an offside on the Jaguars. We'll see. It's going to be offside on the Jags. So someone lined up in the neutral zone at the snap. And so that works out for the Windsor Owls. We'll go ahead and get to your drive summary for Seckman after this next play from Windsor. Windsor breaks the huddle. Williams under center. Six men on the line. Snap. Keeper behind the tackle near side for Williams. Maybe got a yard on the play. Hey, let's take a look at that last drive brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Austin?
Yeah, four first downs marching downfield to Seckman, and Dylan Hawk scores with a touchdown from the key block on Blake Fritz.
So Derek Williams given officially no yards on that carry. Second down and 5 for the Owls after the false start on the first down and 10 play. Here's the Jaguars with five men on the line, one standing up. The handoff goes up the middle to Johnny Fasanella. Fasanello to the 41, and a gain of about four to set up a third down and short.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they use Fasanella a little bit more this week. He looked really good in the two carries he had. Interesting to see if they stick with him.
Looks like number 29 for the Owls coming off the field. That is Mike Wolcott. Wolcott had a couple of catches last week in Windsor's 42-14 loss to the Lancers, but he's on the sideline for this third down play. Third down and a long one for the Owls. Six men on the line under center Williams, one receiver on either side of him. He'll take the handoff, and he'll keep it over the tackle between the guard. And on that left side of the line, he's able to pick up an Owl first down, their first of the night. So first down and 10 for the Owls from their own 45-yard line.
Big first down, something they couldn't do last week. They could not put first downs together, but this is a big first one. See if they can do it again here.
Sekman yet to line up defensively. There's Bryce McKinnon, the outside linebacker on the left side of the Jaguars line. Williams under center takes the handoff and will run it between the tackle and guard on the right side, close to midfield, right on top of that big brown W at the 50-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 49. Jaguars look like they're going with an eight-man box, which makes perfect sense, Austin, considering Windsor is a run-heavy offense.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they contain the outsides on the option, I mean, they're going to be in great shape. I mean, they don't have anybody deep at all.
Only one safety. That's Bryce McKinney. Actually lines up as a corner. There's a bad exchange between Williams and it looked like Fasanello. And Sekman hops on top of it. They've got themselves their first fumble recovery of the night as the Owls turn it down. Or turn it over, and couldn't quite tell who the running back was. It wasn't Fasanello. Might have been either Butts or Alford. So Sekman gets their first fumble forced and recovered of the night, which means they've now created five turnovers through the first game and half a quarter. 6:48 on the clock. Jaguars in possession. Out of the gun is Lounsbury. Four receiver set, two on either side. Lounsbury pump fakes to the wide receiver screen. Goes deep down the field to Dylan Hawk, and he dives for it and cannot make the catch. Lounsbury led him just a little too far, but Hawk was wide open. Got past Browning and Stallings deep, but the quarterback wide receiver cannot connect. It's second down and 10 from the 46 of the Owls.
Yeah, right there I think you see how Lounsbury got that 52 yards last week on one completion throwing in the air. So right there, that would have been a 46-yard touchdown pass. So pretty similar to what they did last week.
Again, out of the shotgun in the squat, Lounsbury, 6 feet tall, making himself 5'8". Takes the snap and hands it quickly off to Campbell, who split the guard and tackle on the right side rather quickly down to the Windsor 36. And it looks like just enough for another Jaguars first down. Drew Campbell already with two carries of 10 or more yards. Has a total of 36 at the moment through four rushes. Those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Hand in the dirt for Campbell, lined up behind Lounsbury, who takes the snap out of the gun, hands it off to Campbell. Campbell quickly through the line, breaks an ankle tackle at the 30, 25, bounces it outside to the 20, and wrestled down from behind at the Owl 17. 19-yard pickup for Drew Campbell, and the Jaguars keep on moving those chains.
You know, last week you saw a St. Pius offense that went, you know, second down, third down constantly against Windsor, but here, I mean, these guys are just run after run to getting first downs.
Windsor playing a class up against the Sekman Jaguars based on the point system that Misha uses for the district standings. Windsor gets at least 10 points. Here's a jet sweep run that does not bear fruit for the Jaguars. The carry there by number 32, Jacob Reynolds, and he was tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like it's a loss of about three.
That's what Windsor needs right there. Get another big stop here, make a third and long situation in the red zone. Big red zone stop would be key to the start of this game for the Windsor Owls.
Reynolds now 4 carries for 6 yards on the season with that negative 3. Second down and 13 for Sekman from the Windsor 16-yard line. Jaguars operating left to right with 5:20 to play in quarter number 1, looking to extend their 7-0 lead. Fake handoff. Lounsbury looking left. Lobs it up left. Back corner of the end zone. Dylan Hawk makes the catch, but he's well out of bounds. Last two pass attempts for Lounsbury have gone Hawk's way, and the first one was incomplete. Second one also, well, completed, but not in the field of play, so it goes down as an incomplete pass.
So far, Windsor's DB is doing a good job of staying with the wide receivers for Sekman. Going to be something to watch, though. It looks like Lounsbury's really wanting to air it out here and there.
Third down and 13, passing situation for the Jaguars. Man in motion from left to right, that's Reynolds. The handoff to Drew Campbell, breaking arm tackles inside the 10, stretches for the 5, and he got there. But he needed to get to about the Windsor 3, possibly the 4 for a first down. Looks like he might be 1 yard shy of that. Fourth down and a long one to go.
Yeah, I need a big stop here for Windsor. It's a big momentum shift one way or another as to who wins this.
So Sekman going for it, up 7-0, trying to make it a little bit bigger. 4 wide, 2 on either side. And Lounsbury told the center to hurry up, and Windsor had a couple of outside linebackers jump forward. We'll see if it was a false start on Sekman or an offside Windsor. If it's offside, it's a first down for the Jaguars. And it is going to be ruled an offside on the Owls. So the hand clapping and the hurry up shout from quarterback Lounsbury gets the Windsor Owl defense to jump, and it's now first and goal from about the 3-yard line. Sekman quickly breaks the huddle. Lounsbury walks up towards the line, takes a few steps back, squats, man in motion Fritz from right to left, easy handoff to Campbell right up the chute and crosses the goal line untouched, and the Jaguars now lead it 13-0 with 4:18 to play here in quarter number 1. And it looks like number 91, Sam Satley, who has kickoff duties, also the place kicker for the Jaguars. The holder is Joe Stuckmeyer. Again, Sekman splits up their line in 3 sections. Now they gather together. Snap, hold, kick is all good. 14-0, Sekman. We are just a little less than 8 minutes into the ballgame, and it's 14-0 Jags in this Battle of Imperial on KJF. We're back in 1.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as the swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall lessons begin the week of September 10th. Contact the YMCA at 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Family, health, home. At Comtree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the Comtree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood with you, Austin Bearden alongside me. It's Windsor Stadium, home of the Owls. Battle of Imperial tonight. And so far, Sekman has marched up the hill and almost over the hill here as they lead 14-0. Windsor has their backs to the wall at this point early on. 4:18 to play can be a little suffocating, especially for an offense that struggled last week against St. Pius. The Windsor Owls accumulating just over 200 yards on offense and turning the ball over 3 times. They've already turned it over once here, which directly led to another touchdown for the Jags, a 3-yard TD run for Drew Campbell. And let's go ahead and get to your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap, Austin.
Yeah, Jags march downfield, key offside penalty on Windsor on 4th down, and Drew Campbell punches it in from 3 yards out.
All right, here is Sam Satley. On to kick it, ball on the near hash from left to right. Satley will launch it with the right foot, marches up to the ball, and sends a line drive that'll back up Windsor. And on the catch there, Justin Stinger straight up the middle, breaks an arm tackle, a lower tackle across the 30 to the 35. They're going to mark him down, it looks like, at the 34-yard line as bodies get up from the pile. And that's where Windsor will begin their second drive of the night. It'll be first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. All drive recaps brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That's 851-5371. Three receivers wide on the right side. Owls going right to left under center Williams. He'll keep it between the guard and the center on the right side of the line and gets up to the 39 for a simple gain of four. Bad QB running back exchange between Williams and I believe it was Stinger. Windsor fumbled it. Sackman recovered it. And several plays later, after a fourth down and one with an offside by the Owls, Sackman able to punch it in from 3 yards out. Here's Mike Wolcott lining up on the near side as a receiver. Two backs with their hands in the turf, and a false start's going to be called. It's either Buds or Fasanello who got moving too quickly. And so the Owls, who only committed about three or four penalties last week, are now up to, well, okay, they're changing the call. It's offside on the Jaguars. So maybe the second time Sekman is lined up in the neutral zone at the snap. And Coach Baker and I talked earlier this week, and he said sometimes his guys didn't line up correctly. I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, you can see it right there. I thought we had a jump in the backfield as well, but might have been in the neutral zone. Looks good here.
Either way, sets up a second down and one for the Owls at their own 44-yard line. Fasanello kind of bobbled the handoff just a little bit, but he's able to move forward with those legs, cross that 45, and get another Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down.
Be interesting to see if Windsor can stay away from those penalties that we've been talking about, stay away from the turnovers, put some drives together. Just seems like same thing as last week. They get going, and then they hit a brick wall.
3 minutes to play in quarter number one. Owls down 14-0. Under center Williams goes right, pitches it late to Butts there, who breaks a knee tackle. Back across the line of scrimmage towards midfield on the right side of the W. And I believe he's up to the 48. Looks
yep.
to be a pickup of two for Butts. Windsor making a change. Coming on to the field is number 17, Luke Stallings. Second down and a long seven for the Owls. Moving right to left, ball just inside the far hash. Handoff after the snap to Williams. The handoff goes to, that looks to be number 33. It is. That's Fasanello again. Gets about two on the carry there to set up a third down and six.
Tried to run the counter there, but not a very good sell by the running back. I think see why Butts is starting, but Fasanello has been good at the dive. I mean, nearly getting 10 yards of carry.
Coming off the field, number 72, Joe Coleman. And Sekman jumps into the neutral zone. There was some movement by the Owls as well. We'll see what the umpire calls here.
He was ready to call a false start.
Yep.
Who went first?
That's pretty much what's going on. There we go. Conversation leads to this penalty working in favor of the Owls. So let's see. I think they're going to still be a yard shy of that first down. They will. But the ball now across that midfield stripe to the Sekman 44-yard line. So the Owls have it third down and one. This is a big early first quarter third down for Windsor. Down two scores. They got to keep this drive going.
Yeah, they got to cash in right here, get that first down, and see themselves work into the red zone.
Noah Schaefer, first to break the huddle for the Owls, runs up to the football. He's getting ready to snap it to Williams. Six men on the line, rather. Williams under center. fakes the handoff, keeps it, tries to stretch it to the outside, and let's see if his knee and extension going forward got him the first down. I don't believe it did, as there to wrap him up was Blake Fritz. He might be a yard shy. He is. Fourth down and one. What an excellent tackle, Austin, by Blake Fritz.
Yeah, it was a key tackle. Now Windsor's got to come up fourth and one and make a play. They have got to get this first down here to get a little momentum going their way, down 14-0, 45 seconds left in the quarter.
Fritz, 191 pounds. Derek Williams, 185. It's the guy with six extra LBs that's able to make the stop. But fourth down and one from the Sacramento 44. Windsor has it under center. Williams, split back set. Will roll out to the right. No space there. Launches it forward, and that ball is nearly intercepted but incomplete. Number 15, it looks like. Able to knock that ball down, going for the INT.
Lucas Salzman.
Yeah, Lucas Salzman. Couldn't make the play, but I believe it was Wolcott that broke it up. Would have been an interception if Wolcott wasn't there to interfere.
So, I'll be honest, though. I think it was better.
Downs.
Yeah, I think it was better that he dropped the ball anyways. He was 10 yards back, had Wolcott on his heels, and he was stumbling. So if he catches that ball, he's probably down right there.
Sekman back in possession, third drive of the first quarter. Snap, handoff, Campbell bounces it outside the hashes towards the Jaguars sideline, tackled from behind at the Windsor 38. A gain of, 12 plus 6, 18 for Drew Campbell.
Look at you in that math.
Yeah, it's not easy, man. First down and 10 for the Jags. Clock stops temporarily. 15 seconds to play in this first quarter. Sekman looks like they want to get one more playoff. They've got Windsor on their heels, looking to go over the top of the hill and down some. The Jaguars take the snap, Lounsbury, and immediately coming up from the safety position and making the tackle, Justin Stinger wrestles Lounsbury down about 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and that's how we end the
And that's the end of the first quarter between Sekman and Windsor. Sekman with a 14-0 lead. We'll go back on to Windsor High School coming up here on Regional Radio.
It's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Mom and Dad have been running the business for over 28 years, and recently my brother Hunter has taken over the lawn mowing duties from me. So now I'm making the deals. That's right, I'm ready to make some deals of my own. I'm taking $200 off your purchase of all in-stock Bad Boy mowers. Hunter takes care of the lawn with the fastest mower around, the Bad Boy. And because you deserve the best mower on the market, I'm taking $200 off of your purchase of all in-stock Bad Boy mowers. Cut your grass and fast. Do it with an attitude and save some money too. Save $200 off your purchase of all in-stock Bad Boy mowers right now. Driving these Bad Boy mowers is so much fun and fast, you'll have plenty of time left to go join your friends for some good times. And your lawn, it will be perfectly manicured.
Man, like
see us today
cannon.
And save. Get $200 off your purchase of any in-stock Bad Boy zero-turn mower. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, just outside of Farmington on Highway 32. And don't forget to find us on Facebook. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, home of the Bad Boy mower.
Second quarter beginning here. Sekman leading 14-0. They have the ball. Second down and 13 on the Windsor 40-yard line. A loss of three before the end of the first period. Here's a double reverse. Blake Fritz spinning away from defenders. And that won't work for him, as right in front of Coach DeMatteis on the Windsor sideline, four guys able to bring Fritz down to the ground. Nate Browning, one of them. Justin Stinger, the other. And how about Johnny Fasanello getting in on the action as well? And Nate Browning, who likes to have a good time, goes ahead and flexes those biceps as he looks towards his teammates on the sideline. Looks like we have a penalty against the Jaguars, a holding call that's going to be called back, going to be declined by the Owls. Third down and 13 coming up for Sekman. This would be a huge stop for the Windsor defense as they try to get the ball back here, down by two scores. Four receivers wide, two guys in the slot off the line, man in motion from right to left. Hand off out of the gun, Lounsbury to Campbell. Campbell ducks his shoulder, breaks one tackle, but he's not going to break the others as we're bringing him down to the ground. Number 56, Austin Henry, after a 3-yard gain back to the original line of scrimmage. That sets up a fourth down and 10 for Sekman.
Yeah, this would be a huge play to stop him right here. I mean, it all starts with that stinger sack, and we were talking about it. No sacks last week, not a whole lot of pressure getting to the quarterback, but this week, good start so far for the Windsor defense.
Fourth down and a long 10. Sackman with a shrinking field going to go for it here. Out of the gun, Lounsbury in the squat, takes three steps back, looks left, man in his face, rolls to the right, finds a receiver down that sideline who catches it, turns around, and crosses the first down marker and then running out of bounds. And that was number 32, Jacob Reynolds, with the catch for a gain of about 12 yards.
And that's what's going to happen right there when you get a DB blitz. You're going to have somebody open downfield, and they found him right there as Lounsbury did a really good job of making his reads, finding that guy on the right side.
So a 15-yard gain, first down and 10 for the Jaguars on the Windsor 23-yard line. Quick snap, quick handoff. Campbell stretches it outside. Flag comes flying in. Campbell will cross the goal line for his score, but this one is definitely going to be coming back. Sackman has been called for a couple of holds here in the first half. None have really hurt them too much, as they've been able to put two touchdowns on the board. They had one where Fritz had about a 35-yard gain. That got called back, and this one, a touchdown, going to get called back as well. And because the holding happened beyond the line of scrimmage, they'll march it from the spot. It's going to be a first down and 10 play for the Jaguars. Ball going to be placed between the hashes at the 28.5-yard line.
Yeah, Coach Baker was talking with you in the pregame interview, saying it was the team that was making the least amount of mistakes. So far, I'd say it's pretty even, but the Jags are shooting themselves in the foot with these holding calls.
First down and 15 for Sackman, the blue and yellow. 10:50 to play in the squat out of the gun. Lounsbury, about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, moves forward and then delayed handoff to Campbell up the middle. Doesn't get very far. As a matter of fact, lost about 1 yard. Looks like the tackle made by Ethan West.
Another big spot here.
Looks like the down marker is maybe a couple of yards forward, so a 3 yard gain. Campbell, 10 carries on the night, over 75 yards already. Three receivers near side, Sackman going right to left. The man in motion from the right side out of the wide spot was Dylan Hawk. He takes the ball on the jet sweep and has himself maybe 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. Hawk trying to bounce it outside, but the Owls defense suffocating that portion of the field, able to bring him down for just a gain of 2.
Bringing a fresh defensive lineman right here, probably a good move here on third down, looking for a huge stop.
Dylan Hawk will line up as a wideout near side. In the slot to the left is Jacob Reynolds, squatting once more. Lounsbury turns around, fakes a handoff, will throw to the right, has two men in one spot. Luke Stallings, the defensive player for the Owls, in between the two as that ball drops out of bounds. An incomplete pass to set up a fourth and 11 for the Jags. Couldn't quite tell who the intended target was on that throw. Two guys, of course, in the same area for the Jaguars, and Coach Baker obviously knows that that means someone messed up their route there.
Yeah, it looked like the top guy was supposed to go out, and instead he went upfield, and the inside guy went out. And really crossed up Lounsbury out there.
9:36 to play. Jaguars up 2 scores. A double reverse here. Hawk pitching it to Jacob Reynolds, who has the edge. Crosses the 15, the 10, the 5, and the goal line. And another touchdown for the Jaguars. Trickeration for the blue and gold as they pick up a 24-yard score. The run for Jacob Reynolds.
And just pick a number on the Jags team, and they did a great job. I mean, that was terrific blocking all the way around.
Three rushing touchdowns for Sackman. The kicker, Sam Satley, on for the extra point try. His holder is Joe Stuckmeyer. Again on special teams, Sackman splitting up their line into three sections, now coming together at the three, getting ready to snap it. Bad snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is through as Satley is now 3 for 3 on the extra points, and Sackman in control of this one. 21-0 your score. 9:27 to play. The Jags on top of Windsor here in the Battle of Imperial on KJF.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Well, the Sekhmin Jaguars, through the first quarter and a few minutes, have marched up the hill and have gotten over the top as they lead 21-0, looking to climb back down and all the way to the Windsor side of things here in the Battle of Imperial. Low line drive kick, Satley from the far right hash to the near side left, rolls all the way down to about the 3-yard line, scooped up by Stinger, tries to bounce it outside. He's cut down at the 12-yard line. Tackle made by number 15. That guy's been doing some good work, Lucas Alsman. Or is that a 16? Looks like 16, Jacob Lowry. So 9:21 to play. Windsor in need of a touchdown here, down 21-0. There's 9:21 to play. The ball will be placed on the near hash. Owls operating left to right in the second quarter. First down and 10 from the 12.
So here's the question, down 21-0, when do you put the ball in the air?
You don't. If it's still 21-0, fourth quarter, maybe then. Here's Derek Williams under center. Three receivers to his left, empty near side. Delayed handoff. No, Williams with the keeper. Breaks one tackle, tries to split a couple of others, and he's brought down by the face mask as a flag comes flying in from the far sideline official. Pretty easy call.
That was a really, really good sell there by Butts.
The officials trying to talk across the field, but they can't hear each other, so they'll walk closer to one another. Here's Mike Wolcott coming off the field for the Owls. It looked like a pretty blatant face mask on the Jaguars. They're going to call it a horse collar, which usually means you've come across the mask and then grab the inside of the shoulder pad and then yank somebody down, which is a big no-no. So a first down for the Owls would have been only a gain of about 3, but it'll be a spot foul. I believe Williams got to about the 21-yard line or 16-yard line. So they'll march it 15 yards forward. Oh, I beg your pardon, that must have been at the 22 where he was pulled down. So ball at the 37-yard line, flag comes flying in before really anybody was truly set.
Another neutral zone infraction.
Interesting. I wonder how this keeps happening. I'm sure Coach Baker's dumbfounded as to why this keeps happening.
I can tell you right now how it happens. Is you get excited about getting in there to see that rival in the backfield and start lining up over the ball.
In that four-year stretch between 2006 and 2009, when Windsor and Sekhmin played each other, Sekhmin took that series 3 out of 4. Windsor a 33-28 victory in 08. Here's an option play. Late pitch, Williams goes to Browning, who tried to get the edge, wrapped up by the ankles. Number 30, Bryce McKinnon, coming up from the safety position to make the tackle. Brings up second down. Excuse me, first down and 10. It was a first down and 5 play. It's now first down and 10 after the 5-yard gain to the 47. Browning, that's his first carry of the night. So one rush, 5 yards, first down and 10 for the Owls. 8:20 to play in the second quarter, down 3 touchdowns. Snap to Williams. Quick throw to the outside. It's batted down again by McKinnon. Intended recipient there looked to be either number 14 or number 29, either Larkin or Wolcott. I couldn't quite tell.
Looked like Wolcott to me.
Wolcott. And then McKinnon flying in from the safety spot, knocked it down, looking for his fourth pick of the season. Doesn't get it there, but it will be second down and 10. Owls in their UPS brown and gold finally line up with 6 seconds on the play clock. They stack two receivers on the left side. Under center, Williams takes the snap and kept it. Ran to the left side between the guard and center. And just crossed midfield into Sekman territory at the 49. Nope, they're going to mark the nose of the ball down at the 50. So a gain of 3 to set up third down and 7 for the Owls.
I think if you're Windsor, you just want to score one here, hold Sekman, try to make it a 14-point game going into half. They did a really good job of coming back at halftime, making the adjustments. Let's see if they can do that again today.
Browning in the backfield with Alford, it appears. They quickly hand it off to Alford, who goes straight up the middle to the Sekman 47. And that's where he'll be stood up and driven back. A gain of about 4 to bring up a fourth down and a long 3 for the Owls. And it almost feels like it's a must-go-for-it situation.
Yeah, I mean, just see what you can get here. Get ready for the you definitely want to run down some clock. So if you can get a first down here, it would be huge. You don't want to give Sekman the ball back up 21-0 with about 7 minutes to go.
Stinger credited with the rush there, a pickup of 3. So fourth down and about 4 for the Windsor Owls. We'll see what they go with here. Looks like they're going to spread it. 3 receivers near side, and before the guys can officially get set, Coach DeMatteis will use his first of 3 first half timeouts. We'll take a 30-second break here on KJF. There's 6:52 to play in the second quarter. Sekman has a lead 21-0. Windsor going for it on 4th and 4 from the Jaguars 47 when we come back.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you. Austin Bearden alongside me. It's 21-0. Sekman with the lead. Windsor with the ball, operating left to right. Ball right smack dab between the hashes on the Jaguars 47. It's 4th down and 4. Big play coming up. DeMatteis calling a timeout, his first of 3. And so they'll start that play clock at 25 seconds as the Owls are lined up, ready to go. Williams chatting with his two backs. Now steps up to the line, goes under center. Split back set, and a false start is going to be called on the Windsor Owls. And Derek Williams throwing his head back. Can't quite tell who that is. He remains on his knee. Maybe an injury or exhaustion, or not really sure.
I think just disappointed.
Yeah, just
Nate Browning.
And you know what? He's a senior, and that's probably why he's really disappointed, because he messed up a good opportunity there for the Owls to keep their drive alive. So Coach DeMatteis will probably have to be forced to punt the ball here with that 5-yard penalty. Windsor has it.
And we have taken a power surge here at KJF Radio. 8:16, we'll try to get the football game back on the air. We also lost our signal out to the football game during that power surge, and we'll come back in a moment.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information, or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
All right, sorry about that. 6:33 to play. You just missed a 1 yard or a 3 yard rush, I should say, by Seth Lounsbury. And then we have ourselves a personal foul committed on the Owls.
Yeah, it looked like there was some chatter going over on the Seckman side of things. I guess the Owls were not liking what was going on over there on the sideline, had something to say about it, and got the personal foul.
So Seckman started it, Windsor finished it, and that's not what they truly wanted there. So a 15-yard penalty puts Seckman on the Windsor 16-yard line, and the Jaguars are going to give the Owls 5 yards back on the false start.
A lot of penalties so far in this game.
Yeah, much different story than last week in the Windsor-St. Pius game here on KJF. Which, by the way, for you listening, if you miss any of our broadcasts, you can find them with the recap of our game. So if you'd like to hear that Windsor-St. Pius call again, go to mymoinfo.com, look for the St. Pius-Windsor recap story, and you'll find it right there at the bottom of the page. Second down and 5 for the Jaguars on the Owls' 21-yard line. Ball on the right hash. Man in motion from right to left. Out of the gun, Lounsbury hands it off to Campbell. Campbell straight forward, saves along those hashes and gets down to about the Windsor 16. Getting all those 5 yards back that were lost on the false start play. Second down and 10 coming up.
Yeah, if you're Windsor, you just want to find a way to stop them here. Already in the red zone, second down and about 9 there. Looking at about 15 yards out, but you got to find a way to stop them here.
Be sure to tune in to our Midwest Sports Center halftime show for a look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Snap. Quick throw and a little too high down the middle of the field into the end zone. Lounsbury unable to connect with Dylan Hawk. That'll bring up third down and a long 9. Dylan Hawk has been targeted 3 times by Lounsbury, and they've just not been able to connect. First one was a wide open play downfield. If Hawk would have been able to catch up to the ball, it would have been an easy 6 for the Jaguars. Second one was back corner of the end zone that was caught, but it was caught well out of bounds. And then there's that incompletion a little too high there from Lounsbury, who has an arm, by the way, based on that throw there. Here's Drew Campbell straight up the middle, bouncing it slightly out to the right side near that first down marker of the Owls, brought down at about the 6.5. Seckman needed 9. They got 8.
Yeah, huge fourth down here. Windsor wants to avoid going 2 weeks in a row and a half.
His hand in the turf, and Windsor jumped on the line, but were they baited into doing so? We'll find out. Nope, they were not. So for the second time, Austin, in this ball game, in this first half, when Seckman's had a fourth down in one play inside the 5 or around the 5, Windsor's jumped the gun.
Yeah, you would think they got Brett Favre out there in the backfield for the Jags. I mean, he must be yelling pretty loud out there to get all. I mean, there were probably 3 guys that jumped there.
Yeah, quite a few. Under 5 to play. Clock rolls. First down and goal from the 3 for the Jaguars. Dylan Hawk lined up as a receiver near side in the slot to the left. Jacob Reynolds, 2 guys wide on the right. Seckman going from right to left. Slot man from the right moves in to the left side. And the handoff to Drew Campbell. And Drew Campbell goes 3 yards forward and dives into the end zone for another Jaguar 6. That is Campbell's second touchdown run of the night. It's all Seckman here in the Battle of Imperial. 27-0 your score with 4:38 to play in the first half. You know, sometimes Drew Campbell looks real small and sometimes he looks real big.
Yeah, just a stocky guy.
And when you're amongst bigger guys on that line, sometimes you get lost in the shuffle. Here's the extra point try. All three systems working as Satley kicks it through. It's 28-0 Sekman, 4:38 to play in the second quarter. We're back in 60 on KJF.
At Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, being locally owned means we get to do pharmacy our way, and that means unmatched customer care. We love to do whatever it takes to help our customers stay healthy. Our staff serves you every day at the very top of their game, offering everything you would want from your hometown pharmacy, including top quality products, medical equipment, immunizations, one-on-one counseling, and so much more. Come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy cares for you and about you.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The Sekman Jaguars make a turnover on downs, or force a turnover on downs on Windsor and turn it into 6 points with the extra point to make it seven. So 28-0 Sekman with the lead. Here's Sam Satley kicking the ball from the far right hash mark. Right to left, the Jaguars kicking it. Satley walks up to the ball and kicks a fluttering ball that is through the arms of Fasanello. He'll have to race back to recover it. He's trying to pick it up and run with it, and he can't do either one of them as Sekman has recovered the fumbled kickoff.
If anything else could go wrong, it just did for Windsor.
Fasanello with a knuckling ball couldn't bring it in, and then he did the young mistake thing of trying to retrieve it and turn around and start running. And he bobbled it about three times before the Jaguars jumped on top. So with 4:32 to play, Sekman a chance to make this a 30-plus point game. Let's go ahead and quickly recap the Gilster Mary Lee drive for Sekman on that fourth touchdown of the night.
Four rushes and an incomplete pass. Key, fourth and one, offside by Windsor, leads to a Drew Campbell touchdown.
There we go, a three-yard touchdown for Campbell. Snap, fake handoff, throw over the middle. In the end zone, and Dylan Hawk lunges for it. It's off his mitts and incomplete. Lounsbury and Dylan Hawk still haven't been able to connect. That's four tries now.
Man, they get closer and closer every time. You can see why they had six attempts last week and only one was completed, but that one was 52 yards, so keep looking for that big throw.
Second down and 10 for the Jags. Ball on the Windsor 12-yard line. 4:26 to play in the first half. Again, Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up shortly. Out of the gun, Jaguars, Lounsbury in the crouch. Two receivers on either side of him. He fakes the handoff middle, bounces it outside. A couple of Owls pursue him, and they bring him down about a half yard behind the line of scrimmage. I will say this about the Windsor defense. They do pursue the football quite well when they get out into open space.
Yeah, absolutely they do. They're having a hard time defending that rush up the middle by Campbell. And that's really been the key in the game thus far. I mean, Campbell's been able to run all over the middle of that defense. If they can start stopping him up the middle, they might be able to climb back into this down 28-0 here early.
Lounsbury, with that carry, has four on the night for a total of 9 yards. 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Lounsbury takes a snap, fakes the handoff middle, gets Fritz on the edge. Fritz bounces it outside, cuts it back inside, stays along the hashes, crosses that white chalk, which is the goal line, and another score for the Sekman Jaguars. A touchdown run of 12. Fritz is first. It's 34-0, Sekman. The Battle of Imperial quite one-sided here in the first half still. 3.5 to play. A fumbled kickoff leads to another six for Sekman. Here's Satley on for the extra point. It's tipped and will miss to the right. First extra point miss of the night for Satley. And so Sekman will have a 34-0 lead going into this one-minute timeout between kickoff and touchdown. It's 34-0 Jaguars here on KJF.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwood and Austin Bearden broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. It's 34-0 Sekman leading Windsor here in the Battle of Imperial at Windsor Stadium. I want to thank some of our season sponsors for allowing us to be on air. Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, as well as Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS Store in Festus, and Comtree of Festus. It'll be Satley to kick it off from right to left for the Jags, kicking it back to Windsor. There's a wobbly kick right down the middle, received by Stinger. Goes up the middle, hop step, stays in between the hashes, crosses the 30 up to about the 32 before he's pile driven back a couple of yards. And there's a flag around the 39-yard line of Windsor. Could be a hold or block in the back. Usually a flag on a kickoff involves the receiving team, but no. Looks like a personal foul is going to be called on the Jaguars. So Sekman caught with a holding on the kickoff, which might give Windsor their best starting field position here of the night.
Yeah, it will. No doubt about it, and it's going to be interesting to see how they take advantage of this going into the half.
Real quickly, Austin, another Gilstermary Lee drive recap on that Sekman touchdown.
Yeah, quick incomplete pass and two rushes coming off the recovered kickoff, bobbled by Reynolds, and Blake Fritz punches in the touchdown.
So there you go. First down and 10 for the Owls on their own 48-yard line, and this is officially their best starting field position. 3:23 to go. Windsor, by the way, gets to receive the second half kickoff so they can score a touchdown here and a touchdown there. They'll only be down by three scores. Here's Williams under center, rolls out right, late pitch. And it's Butts stopping, running forward, cross midfield to the Sekman 45, a gain of seven.
Key blocks there by Luke Bartlam.
Second down and three coming up for the Owls. Just under three to play in this first half. Butts, two carries for 6 yards.
Really, really need something motivational going into halftime.
Split back set. Offered one of those backs. They'll flip it out wide towards the left. Browning on the catch, trying to make men miss. Can't do so. Maybe half a yard on the play there.
That was the right idea there on that screen pass, but he's got to throw that a lot more firm. Lobbing it up like that gives the DBs too much time to come up and make that play.
Mike Wolcott coming off for this third down and two play as Windsor picks up one on the catch by Browning. First completion of the night for Derek Williams. So third down and two. Windsor still in a huddle. They have two timeouts, 13 seconds on the play clock, 2:05 on the game clock. Schaefer up to the line, ready to snap it. Williams under center, has one tailback with him. Three receivers on the left. And do they hand it off? They do to Chris Butts. But the delayed handoff, draw play, whatever you want to call it there, is too easy for the Jaguars as they wrap up Butts in the backfield for a loss of about three.
Yeah, two inside linebackers got the blitz there and absolutely bulldozed through that Windsor offensive line. Nowhere to go there for Butts.
90 seconds to play in this first half. Looks like Coach DeMatteis will punt the ball back to the Jaguars. Don't want to give them a short field with three timeouts and less than a minute and 20 to play. Sekman happy to let time tick off the clock. There's a bad snap. Bounces at the feet of Williams, who picks it up and boots it nice and deep. End-over-end kick to the 25 and bounces out of bounds at the Sekman 24. Once again, the trouble for Windsor. The offense can't stay on the field. The defense getting worn down. Drew Campbell stepping all over this Windsor defense on those runs up the middle, and the Jaguars have utilized that, plus a couple of end-arounds, even a double reverse that led to a touchdown for Sekman on a fourth down play. So the Jaguars have pulled out all the fancy stuff, and it's worked out for them. 34-0, Sekman looking to add to this total before the half. Single safety back for Windsor. Out of the gun, Lounsbury, about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, fakes the handoff, two-step drop, launches it down the middle of the field, deep, and the ball is nearly caught but batted down. Looked like Luke Stallings on the coverage. Dylan Hawk once again the intended receiver, and Stallings able to knock it away at the very last second.
Just a theory here, but I think they're going to do that two more times.
Not a bad theory, honestly. Second down and 10 from the Sekman 24-yard line, moving right to left.
I'm not sure what's more impressive, Sekman's offense or Sekman's student section.
Well, considering there are a lot of them packed into a small area and we can hear them from this side of the field, I'd say probably the student section. 1:01 to play, clock stopped on the incompletion. Windsor again showing that single safety look. Norman Alford, the only man between the Jaguars and another touchdown. Here's Nate Browning, lined up on the near side as a cornerback, about 10 yards between him and his receiver, Hawk.
Quad receiver set here. Haven't seen this yet.
And we actually had a holding penalty on that pass play that we missed. So now first down and 21 for the Jags. Now they really might just try to launch it deep. Instead, they'll hand it off to Campbell, who goes right up the middle to about the 21-yard line. A pickup of 8 brings up a second down and 13.
Quad receiver set, full desk, runs right up the middle.
Yeah, certainly. Clock continues to roll. Now inside of 40 seconds. Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up from the Key Jeff studio. We'll take a look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, as well as recap the scoring plays in this one. Lounsbury takes a handoff, goes up the middle, spins away from a defender, bounces off another across the 30, 35, 40, has a sideline midfield, 45, 40, breaks an ankle tackle at the 30, all the way into the end zone. Seth Lounsbury with an 80-yard touchdown scamper, and the Jaguars extend the lead to 40-0. Lounsbury making men miss tackles all around, and it's 40-0 with 15 seconds to play.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information, or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Extra point here for the Jaguars. Sorry about the continued technical difficulties. That kick misses wide from Stolle from about 28 yards out. Satley, I should say. And so a 40-0 lead for the Jaguars. 15 seconds to play in this first half. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Windsor looking pretty deflated, Austin, as they just gave up an 80-yard score to Seth Lounsbury, the quarterback.
Yeah, that hurts big time. You know, they're looking for anything to go their way here. But so far, not looking good. Down 40-0 in a Sekman student section prowling.
We'll have, as I mentioned, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard check during our halftime show. We'll also recap the scoring plays. And then we'll come back here and give you the Bloomsdale Bank stats. So we've got you covered for our halftime show. Austin Bearden, Herculaneum Product, and my broadcast partner this evening and last time We were out here last Friday indicating that Herculaneum leading Fredericktown 7-0 at the half. As a bat, no, that's not a bat. Got a little excited there. Thought there was a bat flying across or above Windsor Stadium. Oh, my bad. Herculaneum trails Fredericktown 7-0 at the half. So that happens when you quick glance a text message. I think we've all been there before, misreading a text message when you try to read quickly. All right, here's Sam Satley from the 40. Far hash going right to left, about to kick it downfield, and he does. Windsor's back there. It's going to bounce between a couple of owls and roll, and bringing in with a right hand is Stinger. Makes a man miss, spins out of another, trying to break a tackle, lost the football on the way down. There is a big pile up right around the 26-yard line. Guys fighting for the football with 7 seconds to spare here in the first half. Coming up hurt, Norman Alford, number 44. Windsor able to get back on top of it. And at this point, Sackman will probably go either single safety way deep or two safeties back. But if you're the Windsor Owls, might as well take a shot downfield. Williams, a pretty decent arm. Nate Browning, your quickest wide receiver. Or you could just take a knee here and go into the half down 40-0 and get ready to receive the second half kickoff.
With Bryce McKinnon in the secondary, I don't think I'm putting the ball in the air. Risk that pick six. That'd be tough to come back from. Already down 40-0.
Williams under center. Takes a snap. They will run a play. The handoff to Fasanello. And the clock will roll down to triple zeros. Fasanello getting the last carry of the first half, a gain of about three. And that is how the first 24 minutes concludes. 40-0, the Sekman Jaguars in control of the Battle of Imperial here on AM 1400. KJF Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show with Hal Neisler coming up here in a couple of minutes on KJF.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as the swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall lessons begin the week of September 10th. Contact the YMCA at 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Someone wise once observed, out of sight, out of mind. Who was this person? Ironically, no one knows. Just someone who really could have used the UPS store. Where we can help you print everything your business needs. And we have a huge variety of paper stocks and finishing options. Every business has a story to tell. Want the world to know yours? No problem. United Problem Solvers at the UPS Store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Broadcasting live from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. You're listening to KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto, online at MIMOinfo.com.
The Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Scoreboard is next.
At Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, being locally owned means we get to do pharmacy our way, and that means unmatched customer care. We love to do whatever it takes to help our customers stay healthy. Our staff serves you every day at the very top of their game, offering everything you would want from your hometown pharmacy, including top quality products, medical equipment, immunizations, one-on-one counseling, and so much more. Come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy cares for you and about you.
And here at halftime, let's take a look at the scoreboard first on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Scoreboard. We'll recap area scores, and then we'll recap the scoring of our games, Sekman and Windsor, around the area in the second. Well, it's a halftime score now. St. Charles West, the Warriors, have a 20-0 lead over the Hillsboro Hawks. Second quarter score, Perryville leads St. James 14-12. It is Fox with a touchdown lead, 14-7 over Lindbergh in the second quarter. The Sullivan Eagles trail the Festus Tigers. Festus going with a shutout right now in the second quarter, 14-0 lead. The North County Raiders trail the Farmington Knights, 28-8 in the second quarter. And let's see, who else do we have? It is Melville leading the DeSoto Dragons in the second quarter by the score of 22-14. The Jefferson Blue Jays have a three-point advantage in the first quarter over Roosevelt Cleveland. Blue Jays 22, Roosevelt Cleveland 19. It is, let's get over to this other side here. The Grandview Eagles in the first quarter trailing the Portageville Bulldogs 20-0. That is a first quarter score. No score in the first quarter between Crystal City and Kelly. That's an early score there. Hope to get that one updated pretty soon. And let's see who else we have. Just other games for tomorrow, like the St. Pius Lancers taking on the Bayless Broncos. So those are the halftime scores that we have right now. We'll take a break and recap our action of the first half. It is Sekhmet 40, Windsor nothing, here on our Friday night game of the week on AM 1400 KJF. Back with more in a moment.
In your house and gone?
Eh.
If so, you need to head to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. I'm Mark Toti, and I'm here to tell you why. First and foremost, Chris and Jamie are excellent people with good hearts. And the furniture at Patsy's, it's awesome. And I'm telling you that from firsthand experience. All my furniture comes from Patsy's. So make this the day you upgrade your furniture from just, eh, to, oh yeah, by going to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
And we're back on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Scoreboard. We're at halftime between Sekhmet at Windsor tonight. And at halftime, boy, what a score. In the first quarter with 9:11 left, Dylan Hawk of the Jaguars got the boys on the board first with a 41-yard touchdown pass.
Second down and 10. Here's Dylan Hawk on the sweep from the near side to the far side across the 35. 30, breaks two tackles up the sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, crosses the goal line, and the Jaguars get a 41-yard touchdown run from Dylan Hawk at 6-0 Jags.
The extra point attempt was good, and it was Sekhmet up 7-0 over Windsor. With 4:18 left, Blake Fritz handed off to Drew Campbell with an easy access to the end zone.
Man in motion, Fritz from right to left. Easy handoff to Campbell right up the chute and crosses the goal line untouched. And the Jaguars now lead it 13-0 with 4:18 to play here in quarter number one.
Moving into the second quarter, Sekhmet's Jacob Reynolds trucked it in 24 yards for the touchdown for Sekhmet.
Jaguars up two scores, a double reverse here. Hawk pitching it to Jacob Reynolds, who has the edge, crosses the 15, the 10, the 5, and the goal line. And another touchdown for the Jaguars. Trickeration for the blue and gold as they pick up a 24-yard score. The run for Jacob Reynolds.
Another good extra point attempt was made for the Jaguars. It was now 21-0. And with the first half wrapping up, Sekhmet wasn't finished. Drew Campbell achieved his second touchdown of the evening with just 4:38 left to play in the half.
First down and goal from the 3 for the Jaguars. Dylan Hawk lined up as a receiver near side in the slot to the left. Jacob Reynolds, two guys wide on the right. Sekhmet going from right to left. Slot man from the right moves in to the left side. And the handoff to Drew Campbell. And Drew Campbell goes 3 yards forward and dives into the end zone for another Jaguars 6. That is Campbell's second touchdown run of the night.
The extra point was good. It was now 28-0 Sekhmet. A few minutes later, the Jaguars got the interception. Blake Fritz obtained his first touchdown of the night. He had a 12-yard run.
3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Lounsbury takes a snap, fakes the handoff middle, gets Fritz on the edge. Fritz bounces it outside, cuts it back inside, stays along the hashes, crosses that white chalk, which is the goal line. And another score for the Sekhmet Jaguars. A touchdown run of 12. Fritz is first. It's 34-0, Sekhmet.
This time, the point after try was no good, and it was all Sekhmet 34-0. And then, with only 15 seconds left to play in the first half, Jaguars quarterback Seth Lonsberry embarked on an 80-yard scamper. Well, believe me, he went on an 80-yard run, and that made the score 40-0. The point after try, no good. And that is where we are here at the halftime. Sekhmet 40, Windsor nothing, and we'll take another short break. We'll take a look at the scoreboard again, and then we'll throw it back out to Windsor High School with Matt Greenwood and Austin Bearden next.
In your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Taking a look at the scores again before we throw it back out to Matt Greenwood and Austin Bearden. It is Portageville at halftime with a 26-6 lead over Grandview. Our score again, 40-0, Sekhmet leading the Sekhmet Jaguars. And I'm using the wrong mouse for my scoreboard here. I'll get it right. St. Clair has a 20-6 lead over the Potosi Trojans at halftime. Berryville, a 2-point lead, 14-12 over St. James at the half. St. Charles West leads the Hillsboro Hawks at halftime, 20-0. Fredericktown, a 7-0 lead at the half over Herculaneum. And those are the scores. Well, one more. Fox with a 14-7 halftime lead over the Lindbergh Flyers. We'll go back out to Matt and Austin next here on KJEF. That is the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Scoreboard.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, it's always a great time to shop at Midwest Sports Center, but especially so right now.
With the factory-authorized clearance, whether you want on the road, off the road, or on the water, we've got rebates up to $4,000. Stop in and see us, 124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
What's the phone number?
573-756-7975.
That's Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript. And our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Matt Greenwood, Austin Bearden back with you on AM 1400 KEJFF, broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step at Sacman 40, Windsor nil here at the break as the Windsor band performing George Michael's Careless Whisper to entertain the folks here during the half. And that's quite good, Austin.
I was impressed.
They kind of jazzed it up, really. I mean, Careless Whisper is already a slow song, but they jazzed it up and made it even slower. And you know what? Sounded pretty cool. Hey, we're continuing here at the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Sorry for that little tangent there. But, wow, I mean, that was impressive. All right, let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll begin with the Windsor Owls. 7 carries, 17 yards for Derek Williams. He's been sacked once. Fasanello has 4 carries for 12 yards. Norman Alford, no carries. Had a few last week against St. Pius. And he got Justin Stinger with 1 carry for 3 yards. Nate Browning, 1 rush for 5. And Chris Butts, 3 carries for 3 yards. Derek Williams in the passing game, 1 of 3. For 1 yard, that completion on a wide receiver screen to Nate Browning. Bloomsdale Bank first half stats for the Sacman Jaguars. Drew Campbell, 14 carries, 117 yards on the ground, 2 scores, both of the 3 yard variety. Dylan Hawk with a touchdown run on his first carry of the night, went 41 yards for the score. He added another 2 yards for a total of 43 on 2 carries. Seth Lounsbury, the QB for the Jaguars, 5 carries, 89 yards. And right before the half, as you heard, about 15 seconds to go in the first half, Lounsbury with an 80-yard touchdown run on a second down and 10 play. And that was pretty much the big highlight of the first half for the Jaguars. He had Blake Fritz, 1 carry for 12 yards and a score, and then Jacob Reynolds, 2 carries for 21 yards, a 24-yard score. Reynolds' first carry went for negative 3. And then Seth Lounsbury with 2 of 8 in the passing game, throwing 16 yards, a 15-yard completion to Jacob Reynolds, and a 1-yard completion to Blake Fritz. Those are your first half Bloomsdale Bank stats. Windsor turning the ball over, what was it, 2 times, I believe, Austin?
Two fumbles and 2 turnover on downs.
There you go. And the fumbled kickoff, I think, is a separate one as well. So really an unfortunate first half there for the Owl Sacman. A little bit better on both ends of the field. We'll go ahead and take a 1-minute break here. Come back with your second half kickoff. It's 40-0 Sacman over Windsor in the Battle of Imperial on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Comtree Dental is leading in innovation to serve your family in Jefferson County. Find us serving students in more than 80 schools.
Visit our pediatric specialist, the only pediatric dentist accepting Medicaid in Jefferson County.
Receive care in our fully equipped mobile dental clinic.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment for your smile.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with Austin Bearden to wrap up the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. It's 40-0. Sekman leading the Windsor Owls at Windsor Stadium. The Battle of Imperial renewed after a four-year stretch between 2006 and 2009 where these two schools met down I-55 highway and got a chance to play each other. And here's a little history for you. Back in 06, Sekman won the first meeting 44-19. A guy by the name of Nick Bear on the season rushed for 190 times for 1,368 yards. Then in 07, Sekman with a wider margin victory, a 34-6 win over Windsor in 07. Trent Melton on the season rushed 194 times for 941 yards. Then in 2008, the Windsor Owls bested the Jaguars 33-28. A guy by the name of Robert Ilyasevich and Tim Waltenberger played for the Windsor Owls. Ilyasevich had over 2,000 passing yards and 20 touchdowns. Tim Waltenberger, 56 catches, 750 yards for 10 scores for Windsor. And then Tyler Fisher had 1,200-plus rushing yards. Kyle Fisher with 1,500 passing yards for Sekman back in 08. Don't know if any of these names ring a bell to you guys, but thought I'd throw them out here, And then Sekman won the fourth meeting back in 09. Final score there, 55-45. Tyler Fisher, again, an excellent year for the Jaguars with nearly 2,000 yards rushing. Sam Trammell, the QB, with over 1,600 yards passing. And then Cole Mancunas and Kyle Cotter each contributed significantly for the Windsor Owls back in 2009. So these two schools have not played each other since 2009. And in this rematch, this rebirth of the Battle of Imperial, if you will, Sekman all over Windsor, 40-0 as the Jaguars get ready for a kickoff. Here's a quick check of your Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live, weather.
Yeah, 80 degrees in Imperial, 10% chance of rain, 79% humidity, making it feel like 89 degrees with a 2-mile-an-hour wind going east.
I thought it was going to be comfortable here, but no, not really, not for those outside. Here's a short kick to the far sideline. Windsor has it, but at the 30-yard line, trying to stretch it towards the middle of the field from that sideline, able to keep it in the middle of the field between the hashes, and there's a huge pileup of players as they bring Butts down at the 38-yard line. How about that for your Patsy's Furniture pileup of the game? You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, we're talking about maybe 12 guys all around Butts on his way down to the turf. So first and 10 for the Owls. They mark him down at the 40-yard line as forward momentum carried him up to that point. And so Windsor looking to start off the third quarter a little bit better than all drives combined in the first half. Just a real unfortunate series of events for the Owls in the first half, accumulating just north of 40 yards of offense. Well, on one play here in the third quarter, it's Fasanello taking it right up the middle across midfield to the 45 of Sekman and down to the 43-yard line. Pick up a 17.
Fasanello is a pretty big guy.
Yeah, certainly is. 12 rushing yards for Fasanello on four carries in the first half, and he's already surpassed that total there with just one rush here in the second half. So the Owls picking up a Coldwell Banker Real Estate first down, Holsey Real Estate first down, breaking a tackle through the middle. Chris Butts has some open space, 30, 25, 20. Not enough speed there as the Jaguar secondary catches up, but he's brought down at the 6-yard line. Chris Butts from the 42, or 44 rather, down to the Sekman 6-yard line.
Pretty impressive start thus far. Winds are coming out thinking they can score 40, so can we.
40-0 your score, just north of 10 minutes left in this game, or third quarter, I should say. Windsor lining up, first down and goal from the Sekman 7-yard line. Under center Williams, fakes a handoff, keeps it up the middle, and has a score. Three plays into the second half, and the Windsor Owls have six. A 7-yard touchdown run. Derek Williams, the sophomore, puts his team on the board with 9:49 to play in the third.
That's pretty impressive. Little fake handoff there and then sneak up the middle. Derek Williams, impressive on the ground.
And here's Williams on for the extra point try. Snap to the right of Browning, the holder, able to place the nose of it into the turf, and a good kick by Williams to convert the extra point. 40-7, Windsor beginning their march towards making a comeback here. We'll step aside for 60 seconds on KJF.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Austin Bearden, my color guy tonight. And there's Derek Williams booting the ball downfield. Blake Fritz on his back foot catches it, goes up the middle, and is gang tackled by five Owls shy of the 30-yard line. Good pursuit there by the Owls special teams. Three-play drive for the Windsor Owls, capped off by a 7-yard touchdown run. Derek Williams, but the big run there was the Chris Butts 36-yarder on the second play of the drive. So there's your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. Segment first down and 10 from their own 28-yard line, Lounsbury, with the delayed handoff to Campbell. Bounces outside the hash to about the 40, a gain of 12, and a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for the Jaguars.
Really impressive start offensively for the Owls. Now we got to see if they can make some stops on defense, climb right back into this thing. I mean, I think Coach DeMatteis probably said going in, they can score 40 and a half, we can too, and it's going to take some big defensive stops and more first downs just like they got there from the running game.
Sekman operating right to left in this third quarter, ball at the 40-yard line. First down, Seth Lounsbury fakes the handoff. Has all the time he wants in the backfield. Now steps up into the pocket, crosses the line of scrimmage, trying to break tackles across the 45 towards midfield and wrapped up by a couple of Owls there. Included on the tackle, Johnny Fasanello, a gain of 9 for Lounsbury.
You mentioned right there he had all the time in the world, and it looks like whenever Windsor drops back that secondary, they just have no pressure there on the offensive line.
I want to thank Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Jefferson College of Hillsboro, YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, and Applebee's of Farmington for being our season sponsors for the 2018 football season. Handoff up the middle once more. Campbell bowling over defenders, finally brought down by Fasanello inside the Windsor 45.
Sekman just not letting up on him.
Looks like a pickup of 8 and a first down for the Jags. Campbell now roughly 137 yards on the ground this evening. By the way, that Derek Williams touchdown run of 7 yards was his second of the season. Under 8.5 to play in this third quarter. 4 wide, 2 in the slot. Jaguars get away with a false start. Lounsbury finds a wide open man on the curl route. That's Dylan Hawk as they connect for the first time tonight. Hawk turns around and gets up to the 30-yard line. Pickup of 13 yards, another first down for the Jags.
So I believe he's 1 for 6 thus far, same as last week.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
It's not quite the amount of yards that he had last week. 52 yards on that one completion last week.
But it does move the chains as a couple of Owls run onto the field. Tyler Hunter, Jake Siavong coming on, giving a couple of the other Owl big boys a rest. First down and 10 from the Windsor 30-yard line. Whistles blow. And by the way, I did say before that big play there that Sekman got away with a false start. It looked like the near side receiver, Fritz, had kind of motioned forward when his teammate in the slot just to the right of him moved back towards the quarterback spot. But no flag was thrown. 13-yard pickup. And here now we have a timeout on the field. And it looks like Windsor wants a defensive timeout. They do. 7:57 to play in this third quarter. Windsor trailing 40-7. Sekman has it first down and 10 on the Owl 30-yard line. I want to tell you about Mario's Italia located in Farmington. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, Austin, if you've ever had Mario's Italia pizza, but that stuff is legit.
I have had it a couple times, and it is delicious.
I mean, they've got so many varieties of pizza, pastas. Their bread rolls, their rolls are amazing. They'll topple it on with garlic butter and Parmesan. I mean, it's just perfect. It's just gold. The food is amazing at Mario's Italia. So we certainly appreciate them providing us dinner this evening for the regional radio broadcasters. It's 40-7. Timeout over. 7:57 to play here in this third quarter. Sekman moving right to left, and they continue to march down the field on this Owls defense. Man in motion from the far side. It's Blake Fritz. Lounsbury on the keeper. In between the hashes. Bounces it outside. 20, 15, 10. Picks up a block downfield by Fritz and crosses the goal line with another 6. Seth Lounsbury from 30 yards out. Jaguars back on top. 46-7.
And again, similar to his last run, pick a number on the field for the Jags, and he did a great job. Blocks all the way around.
Fritz was step for step with him down the field. Got a nice little block around the 15-yard line. Opened up more space for Lounsbury as Sam Satley comes on for the extra point try. He's made all but two, and let's make that another extra point good for the Sekman Jaguars. 47-7. The lead back up to that comfortable 40 for the Jaguars. We'll step aside here for 30 seconds on KJFF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you. Austin Bearden to my right, my color guy for this evening, second week in a row. Thank you, Austin. Want to thank Home Pools and Spas of Lettington, Mineral Area College of Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Patsy's Furniture of Park Hills for sponsoring our football games this fall. Sekman getting a 30-yard run from quarterback Seth Lounsbury. Here's Austin before the kickoff with a quick Gilstermary Lee recap.
Yeah, Lounsbury gets his first completion of the night for a big first down and then rushes the ball in on a 30-yard touchdown.
It'll be Satley to kick it off for the Jags from right to left. Ball at the 40, far right hash. Low line drive kick off the right hand of Stanger. Stanger picks it up at the 10, crosses the 15, breaks an arm tackle, 20, up to the 25, across the 30. And that's where it'll be brought down, is right around the 33-yard line. So another excellent return by Justin Stanger.
I think Stanger does a really good job of sitting back, letting it open up. And once he sees that hole, he just takes off. And, you know, it takes a lot to take him down, but they got those fast guys on that kickoff team here for Sekman.
Derek Williams, sophomore quarterback for Coach DeMatteis and the Owls, walks into the huddle. Windsor wearing their UPS brown tops and brown pants with a gold stripe down all the way from the armpit down to the knee. White helmets with owl wings on the sides. And Windsor apparently broke the huddle with too many men. as Mike Walcott. No, that's Butts. Butts was in on the huddle when he wasn't supposed to be. So substitution infraction goes against the Owls, and they'll start the second drive of the third quarter with a first down and 15 from their own 28. And because the lead is 35 or more, we have ourselves a running clock here in this third quarter, so we're already down to 6.5 to play. Under center with a split back set, Williams. Looks to be Alford and Butts there in the backfield. Williams delayed handoff. And the carry up the middle across the 30 to the 31. And that was Justin Stinger with a two-yard gain.
Yeah, the Owls keep shooting themselves in the foot with these penalties. And, you know, they had that big first drive, but you definitely don't want to start with that false start or infraction there that pushes them back for a second and fifth, or first and 15.
10 seconds on the play clock. Currently second down and 12 after that three-yard carry for Justin Stinger. Windsor taking their time. 1 second on the play clock, and Williams under center will not get the snap off in time. The handoff there was to Fasanello, but it was a second too late. Delay of game call. Now second down and 17 coming up.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that touchdown, everything that could go wrong for the Windsor Owls has gone wrong. And it's unfortunate because they were showing pretty positive signs at the end of the game last week against St. Pius, but not working out for them so far against their imperial rivals, the Sekman Jaguars.
Clock continues to roll. It will keep going even after, actually, first downs. They will stop it, but otherwise they will keep it rolling during timeouts and such. Here's a late pitch to the left side. There goes Donnie Fasanello, full steam ahead, as he trips up over his own player, crosses that 33-yard line to about the 34. A gain of 8 to bring up a third down and 9.
Yeah, I thought the side judge gave him a little love there. It looked like his knee was down about 5 yards short of that, but he can wink over to that guy for that.
I'm with you. Saw the same thing, knee down about the 33. Instead, the nose of the ball at the 35-yard line. Under 4.5 to play in this third quarter. Sekman up 47-7. Offset stack receivers near side. Windsor operating left to right. Stallings, Browning, the two seniors on this side of the field. Instead, it's a run play. Handoff to Alford, it appears. And he stood up right at this where they snapped the ball. And it's actually Fasanello. No gain on the play for Johnny Fasanello. Fourth down and 8 coming up for the Owls. Looks like the punt team's coming on.
Yeah, brutal, brutal, brutal game so far for the Windsor Owls. Definitely got to work on some stuff in practice this week. Get ready for that next matchup.
Jacob Thomas, who is listed as a wide receiver but hasn't seen much receiving action, he'll stand around the 31 of the Jaguars to receive this punt. Good boot there by Williams. Ball stays along the sideline after that end-over-end kick and will roll out of bounds. Right at the 29, there is where the official will stop. So first down and 10 on the Sekman 29. Jaguars have it, moving it right to left. Clock stops at 3:24 on the change of possession. Sekman will take on University City next week. That'll be a Thursday game. So September 6th, University City will go to Sekman. And for the Windsor Owls, they'll be hosting the DeSoto Dragons on our web TV broadcast, our Coles Tractor and Equipment web TV broadcast.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Owls bounce back, and also be interesting to see if Sekman can keep this, start the winning streak. I guess 3 is winning streak, right?
That's pretty much,
That's what they call winning streak nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Two in a row is either 2 in a row or back-to-back, and then 3 is a streak.
So see if they can get that streak started. I remember back in the old Herky days, high school baseball, Coach Zach Bone, we'd win, you know, we weren't all that great, and we'd get 2 wins, and then that third one would come around, he says, you guys have a winning streak start today, you get that win.
Gotta like Zach Bone, right?
Good guy.
Yeah, truly is, good coach as well. His father, a lot of history in the Festus area. As a matter of fact, had his jersey retired. Here's a bad snap, new quarterback in the game for Sekman. It's number 45, Braden Briggs. And the center to quarterback snap was not very good, but the Jaguars bailed themselves out, if you will, with a false start penalty.
Would have been nice if that went Windsor's way, I think, but I guess get a false start and keep your first down for the second Jaguars.
And it looks like Briggs will stay out there. No, it looks like a different quarterback now. We'll get this corrected here in a second. Number seven, Joe Stuckmeyer. And another whistle blows, another flag flies. And the Jaguars had lined up offside. So the offense lining up offside. Another five-yard penalty now, first down and 20 from their own 14-yard line.
Interesting start with two new quarterbacks. Who are they going to go to this time?
I don't know. It looks like both are in the game. All right, so Stuckmeyer appears to be 3 yards behind the line. He is. He'll take the snap and the handoff. Straight up the middle goes Briggs. So Briggs is the tailback now for Sekman. Got about 5 yards on that one.
Had to think for a minute if that was the first play of the drive or not.
I think officially it is. Second down and about 15 to go. Ball on the 25. Jaguars have it, operating right to left. Three receivers near side. Out of the gun. Stuckmeyer, handoff to the right once more for Briggs. And Briggs stopped right there where the ball was snapped. No gain on the play. Nope, they're going to give him, wow, they're going to give him 4 yards. So with the ball on the far side, it looked like he didn't get much, but he gets four.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Didn't look like that from over here, but I guess they got it right down there.
Looks like Herky now trailing Fredericktown 7-6 in the second half. Good defensive battle there, or offensive struggle, depending on how you look at it. Third down and 9 for the Jaguars. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. They're up big. Out of the gun, Stuckmeyer takes the snap, hands it off on the end around. Here is Bryce McKinnon breaking it loose across midfield to the 40 and 36 of Windsor before being shoved out of bounds by Norman Alford.
So the DB comes over and finds out what offense is about. That was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. 34-yard run for Bryce McKinnon, who had three picks, including one return for a touchdown last week in the 27-13 Sekman win over Washington.
Yeah, Windsor's just looking for anything positive at this point. You know, second, third string in here for Sekman. Get a couple stops, see if you can score some points maybe. Get something moving in your direction for next week.
Man in motion from left to right, Anthony Chelyou. Snap to Stuckmeyer, trying to find some space on the right side of the line. Keeps the ball between the hashes, crosses the 35 to about the 33. A gain of 3 as the buzzer sounds to end the third quarter with a running clock because of a 35-plus point lead for Sekman. It's 47-7. Teams will switch into the field, and we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on KJFF.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
This broadcast of the Battle of Imperial, Sekman and Windsor, made possible by Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy of Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, as well as Gilster Mary Lee and Serenity Hospice Care. Also want to thank Potosi Lumber of Potosi, Bryant Restoration of Farmington, Poplar Bluff, Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum, Mario's Italia in Farmington, and Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. And one final shout-out for Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. So between quarters, after the three-yard run for Braden Briggs, there was a personal foul and sportsmanlike conduct penalty called against the Sekman Jaguars. So after the placement of the ball on the other side of the field because of the switching of ends, Now 15 yards later, it's a second down and 26 coming up for the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the game, I mean, what are you getting personal fouls for? I'm assuming there's some chirping going down.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I understand an Imperial rivalry and things, but up 47-7, I mean, show some sportsmanship, keep it down, play a football game.
Yeah, and of course, you as a player appreciates that most, is a team that wins and doesn't rub it in your face.
Yeah, absolutely. And, UPS, the Windsor Owls don't want to hear it on either side, but, play a football game.
Seckman now operating left to right. Out of the gun, Stuckmeyer leaned forward and handed it off. Little shoving going on again between Windsor and Seckman, but no flags flying here.
Coach Diamateas is not happy about something coming over here to the line judge, and he's letting him know about it.
By the way, that was number 16, Jacob Lowry, with the carry on third down. And it was, I beg your pardon, it was a third down and long, not a second down and long, because the Sportsman Life penalty was a loss of downs there. Either that or the scoreboard guy just was a down behind, and I relied on the scoreboard too much. But it was a gain of six there for Lowry, and now Seckman to punt the ball. Snap, boot, end-over-end kick. At the 20, it will bounce and then roll along that sideline inside the 15-yard line. Good punt there by number 88, it appears. That is Tanner Barker, like Bob Barker of The Price is Right. Boy, I miss being able to wake up during my college days, have an 11 o'clock class, wake up at 9:45, shower, and watch The Price is Right from 10 to 11. I miss those days.
Oh, yeah. We actually have a club up at Lindenwood University, The Price is Right Club. And they meet at 10 o'clock and watch The Price is Right reruns.
There you go. Wait, is that show over now? Like, completely?
I'm not sure.
Or they're just, like, in the off-season type thing?
It might be. I don't know. I just know they watch from season one. They just started last year, so they watched from, like, season one all the way through.
Okay, cool. Here's the Windsor Owls going right to left. Late pitch, quarterback to Justin Stinger. Takes a knock, stays on his feet, stumbles forward across the 20. And they're going to mark him down at the 20-yard line as the first-team offense for Windsor remains in the ballgame. Justin Stinger, I like him. He's elusive. He's able to bounce off tackles pretty easily as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Owls have three solid running backs. They just got to mix it up a little bit, get the defenders off of their game. It's going to be tough with eight guys in the box to just run the ball. If they can get a few passes in here and there and just get the segment deeper, the opposing defense next week, I guess, is what you're looking for off of their run plays. They're going to be pretty lethal.
Williams with a quick out catch, or throw rather, to Browning, who caught it, tried to cut it back in between the hashes and lost his footing. And it looks like only 1 yard officially gained when it could have been a first down, and Browning would have just gone straight ahead.
And I think Browning's the key to what I was just talking about in the passing game. They can get Browning to learn how to catch that ball and get upfield. There's a couple times last week caught the ball, short gain, stumbled, couldn't get up. If he can catch that ball, get upfield, I mean, he could be a force here for the receiving core of the Owls.
Third down and two for Windsor, going right to left. Ball on the Owl 21-yard line under center Williams. Split back set, quick handoff, and darting right up the middle, diving forward is Justin Stinger for a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Gain of four. Up to the 27-yard line. Gain of five up to the 26.
Yeah, they're just going to keep doing this and working for the positives into the next week.
47-7 your score. Seckman on top. 8.5 to play. Running clock here in the second half. 15 seconds on the play clock. Derek Williams again under his center. Schaefer snaps it. Flag comes flying from the far line judge. And it looks like a false start, although we've been wrong about this before. Several offsides have been called against Seckman, and there it is, another one. So the Jaguars, I've lost track of how many penalties that is, but it's at least seven or eight.
I was just about to say, we should have got a pitch counter for the penalties.
Yeah, should have. You know, sometimes when it comes to keeping stats, you try to keep, the non-rushing and the non-passing ones, the one that you feel like are going to make a big difference, and Who knew penalties would make a huge difference tonight, especially for the Windsor side? Here's Williams under center, rolling left, throwing it off his back foot, has Luke Stallings downfield, who reaches up for it, and that's well over his head, incomplete. On the coverage, Peyton Peterson. Stallings taking a knock on the upper part of the shoulder. As he reached up, Peterson came over and hit him over, and the ball sailed out of bounds. So third down and a long five coming up for the Owls. Williams unable to complete that pass.
Right idea, though. You know, if he throws that ball underneath instead of lobbing it up in the air, you might have a completion there on the sideline, get out of bounds, and have something started. But he lobbed it up too high, and the defender was able to cut off the route.
I forgot it was a first down and five play due to the offside penalty. So second down and five, Williams under center, rolls to the right, has an option to pitch it. Instead, he'll keep it, and Williams crossing that 35 up to the 38-yard line. A gain of seven, and another first down for the Owls.
Yeah, I think Coach Diamantes is going to try to mix it up here, similar to what he did in the St. Pius game. Throw it around a little bit, experiment with it just a little bit more, probably try it more in practice this week, and see if he can put just a little bit of that passing game into next week's game. Maybe even just a 20-80 ratio would do wonders for him.
Austin Henry, the tight end needing, or excuse me, the right tackle needing a breather, comes off to the Windsor sideline. Here's Williams running it left and held that ball out there for Chris Butts, who snatched it and got across the 40 up to the 42.5, a pickup of 4 yards there.
Another thing from that last play, you saw him, you know, he throws that ball downfield, and then whenever he keeps it and runs outside, the DBs aren't coming up to hit Williams. They're staying back to defend the wide receivers, and that's why he's able to get those yards on the ground.
Running clock remains, 5:46 to go in this ball game. Windsor has it on their own 43-yard line, second down and five. Williams fakes a handoff. Drops back five steps, now steps up into the pocket and will take off across the 45 midfield, 40-yard line of the Jags, 35 dancing around a defender to the 30 and down at the 29. A gain of 28 there for Derek Williams, who had all open field on the near sideline.
Yeah, I think no doubt Windsor got away with the block in the back in the backfield there, but nonetheless, they do get that rushing play.
First down and 10, under five to go. Mike Wolcott, the wide out near side. Far side Browning, under center of the QB, Williams. Fakes the handoff right, delivers one to the left, and Alford in that backfield will lose a couple of yards on the carry. So the first rush of the night for Norman Alford, and it goes for negative two. Brings up a second down. Actually, they're going to mark him off for minus four. Second down and 14 coming up.
Long second down here. See if they can get something positive going. Fumble on the play. Seckman got the ball. Looked like a bad exchange from the center to Williams.
Williams shaking his right hand. Seckman, another fumble recovery. You can either choose number 28 or number 39 on the recovery there. Although we don't have a number 28 listed on our roster, there is a 39, Nicho Mason. As far as Winter's concerned, they don't care that Seckman just got the ball back. Or Seckman, I should say, doesn't care who recovered that fumble. It's the Jaguars football with 4:02 to play here in this fourth quarter. It's 47-7. Seckman on top. We're back in 30 here on KJF.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
Yeah. Hal Neisler certainly knows how to be a producer back in the KJF studios. We told him that the Windsor Marching Band, or band, I should say, played Careless Whisper at halftime to entertain these Owls fans. And there he is coming back with some Careless Whisper for us. Bouncing the ball outside on the carry is Lucas Salzman, but he'll be wrapped up and tossed to the turf on that first down and 10 play from the Sacramento 37. They'll mark him off for minus 4 yards. So another turnover by the Owls, are their fourth of the ball game as they trail 47-7 here. Running clock, 3.5 to play in this ball game. Joe Stuckmeyer, the QB, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage in the squat, takes a snap and the handoff straight up the middle, but a flag flies. Either illegal formation. And that will be the call there. Brings up a second down and 19. And despite the penalty, because of the running clock, due to a 35-plus point lead for Sekman, even the flags, even the penalties will not stop the clock, only touchdowns and timeouts.
Yeah, I mean, best-case scenario here for Windsor is they stop Sekman, keep the score 47-7, maybe have a shot for a drive, but still want to see him get in that 50-point margin.
And be sure to stick around for our Coles Tractor and Equipment, or excuse me, our... We'll get to that in a second after this play. Sackman a carry up the middle to about the 30-yard line. And that was Jacob Lowry with the carry for 2 yards. So Home Pools and Spas postgame show on regional radio after all four of our broadcasts conclude. We'll try to figure out where we'll take you next. Third down and 17 for the Jags. 2:10 to play. Four receivers wide. Man in motion from the slot left, slot near side, and ran right over Stuckmeyer, who was able to keep his balance on the carry to the towards the left hash, and he'll stumble across the 35 to the 37. A pick of a 7 to set up a fourth down and 10. Stuckmeyer, his first carry of the night.
Something that people underestimate is the second and third string getting in there and having those opportunities. I mean, these are live snaps. This isn't practice snaps. This is getting your second and third string guys in there and let them have that experience. So whenever their number does get called in a situation, they're ready to go.
Sackman lined up to punt the ball. Windsor has a man back on their own 34-yard line. Good snap. Punter takes his time, boots it deep high into the night sky, bounces at the 35, and will roll out at about the 32 of the Owls. Nate Browning, no chance to receive that one. 1:15 left in this fourth quarter. Sekman about to start off 2018 2-0. Beat Washington last week 27-13. And looks like the final score here is going to be 47-7. Windsor for the second consecutive week taking a tough loss at home. St. Pius got the win last week, so the Owls going to drop to 0-2 this year. As hopefully this Battle of Imperial rivalry has been renewed. It was pretty dormant for about 9 years, 2009, the last time these two teams played. Sekman won that ball game 55-45. This one not as close there as the one in 09, but the Jaguars will take it. Windsor currently in last place in the Class 4 District 2 standings. First down and 10 from their own 32. Williams under center. Handoff to Justin Stinger. Slides his way past the defender across midfield. 40, 30, off to the races along the sideline. 20, 10, and a touchdown for Justin Stinger. 66-yard scamper and score. And the Owls, for the second week in a row, into double figures on the scoreboard as everybody celebrates that touchdown. Windsor with 13.
Yep, and a positive note to go out on for the week. Take that touchdown into next week and hope to build on it. Stinger was pretty impressive so far tonight.
Yeah, I like how he just kind of – it's like, you know, when you're trying to wedge your way between a car door that's, like, hugging the garage wall and you're trying to, like, slide your way through, you know, with your belly kind of getting ruptured a little bit. That's kind of the move he just made on a defender in open space there around midfield. And he was able to get past him, and then no one else could catch him. So extra point good for the Owls. Kerry Vagley converting the extra point again. So back-to-back weeks Carey Vagley, 5-sport athlete for the Windsor Owls, converting a second touchdown extra point. 11 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. 47-14, Sekman with the lead. They'll get the kickoff, and then they'll just take a knee. But we'll step aside here for 30 seconds and come back with our conclusion. We're back in 30.
Sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmans, all the Can-Ams, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood, Austin Bearden back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. 11 seconds on the clock. 47-14 the score. Sekman has the advantage. Windsor will try to onside kick it. No, they lined up to do so, but Williams instead boots it deep. It'll bounce and roll off the mitts of one of the Jaguars back there. It looked like number 11, Blake Fritz, couldn't really handle it, so he grabbed it along that sideline and took a knee. And so with 8 seconds to play, Sekman is going to win this ball game and move up to 2-0 on the year. And right after this ball game, we're going to have a little bit of a post game. We're going to go ahead and keep it here once the final whistle goes. We will go ahead and cap off the second half drive summary for both sides, dive into a little bit of the stats, and then we'll take you to the Herculaneum Fredericktown Web TV game. We'll have the audio for you here on KJF shortly. Under center, Joe Steckmeyer in victory formation takes the snap and the knee on the Windsor turf, and the Sekman Jaguars, with the rebirth of the I-55 rivalry, it's the Jaguars with the 47-14 victory over the Windsor Owls. Windsor with a late touchdown in the second half. And as Austin said, something to take into next week. Let's go ahead and keep it here. And we'll go over the Gilster Mary Lee drive recaps. I'll let Austin take it away. We'll recap the second half scoring, which was minimal because both these teams just kind of ran the ball and ran out the clock. We did have a running clock, so we'll let Austin take care of our drive recap real quick.
Yeah, so starting off second half, second up 40-0. Windsor comes out with an answer, 3 rushes for a 7-yard Williams touchdown. And following that, Sekman comes back with 4 rushes and a pass with a Lousbury big 30-yard touchdown. And to round out the night, Justin Stinger has a 66-yard run to put 7 points on the board for Windsor, ending the game 47-14.
So it looks like 83 yards on the ground for Justin Stinger. And as Austin said, that 66-yarder with about 8 seconds to spare. Or 11 seconds to spare, I should say. All right, for the Sekman Jaguars, here are their Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914, located in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Drew Campbell tonight had his way with the Windsor defense. Rushed for 117 yards in the first half, only took the ball twice for 20 yards, a total of 137 with 2 scores of the 3-yard variety. And then Dylan Hawk had 2 rushes, the biggest one, a 41-yarder on his first carry of the night for a touchdown, got him 43 total with an additional 2 before the end of the first half. Lowry had 1 carry for 6 yards. Bryce McKinnon had 1 carry for 34 yards. QB Seth Lounsbury had 89 first-half rushing yards, adds 39 in the second half, and if my math serves me correctly, that is a total of 128 rushing yards for Lounsbury. 2 scores, one from 80 yards out, the other from 30 yards out. Blake Fritz, 2 carries in the first half, that's all he got for the game, had a touchdown run of 12 yards, and then Jacob Reynolds had 2 carries, one for -3. The second one, much more memorable, a 24-yard run for a touchdown to give him 21 total. Seth Lounsbury and Dylan Hawk tried to connect 6 times. They only were able to do so once for 13 yards. The other 2 completions for Lounsbury were to Jacob Reynolds of the 15-yard variety and Blake Fritz, which is actually the very first completion of the night for Lounsbury. That one went for 1 yard. That is your check of the Bloomsdale Bank stats. Let's go ahead and tell you about our play of the game brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. And I think Austin can agree the Seth Lounsbury 80-yard touchdown run before the end of the half to make it 34-0, if I remember correctly, at the time. That is our Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. Lounsbury broke a couple of tackles, spun away from another, had his ankle grabbed at 30 yards outside of the end zone, and was able to break that, and then had a whole bunch of open space, no one in front of him, a few teammates behind him as he crossed the goal line for another six. So that is your Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. The Coles Tractor and Equipment Football Roundtable Show at Buffalo Wild Wings will be on Tuesday, as we'll recap all of our scores throughout the regional radio listening area. But for now, let's take you over to Fredericktown and Herculaneum. It's a 14-6 ball game, as far as we know, and that is our Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game. We'll have the audio portion for you right here on KJF. Hal Neisler, take it away.